There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you so much for being with us on today. Today, our scripture passage comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Paul left Timothy in an unenviable position. There he was in Ephesus, a city where false doctrine was rampant with lots of spiritual teachers, but not many who were teaching the truth. Timothy had his work cut out for him. But when you think about it, is it really that unusual? Think about your own assignment. Not that unusual for God to give us a job we can't do on our own. And if we could do it on our own, we just might forget to give Him the credit, or for that matter, to even seek His strength, power, and direction as we carry out the task. I found the first verses of chapter 2 so fitting for this moment in time. I thought we might spend a few minutes today reflecting on the not-so-obvious necessity of keeping our leaders in prayer. During this, which is the traditional month we remember and honor our clergy, I would like to ask that we revisit this second chapter of 1 Timothy and take a few minutes to consider our responsibility as citizens of two kingdoms. We must pray and care for those who labor in the household of faith, who care and serve God's people. Take time this month to say thank you to your pastor, to your spiritual leaders, those who have, especially these last few months, have worked so hard to keep the people of God encouraged, to minister in ways that some had never even imagined. But they stepped up to the challenge as they labored for the people of God. Let's remember them, show kindness, and say thank you. Let's not assume, oh, they know I appreciate them. No, speak the words. Look them in the eye. These are God's chosen people, and we appreciate them. Let your spiritual leaders know that you consider them to be a blessing in your life. Most of us have heard someone say to us how they don't take part in elections because of the wickedness of the people in office and how terrible the elected officials are. Lawyer jokes and jokes about elected officials are a mainstay in a lot of people's joke playbook. The truth is, we are directed to pray for all people. Many will pray freely for the lost souls, the thousands that don't know Him, and all the sinners out there. Oh, those prayers are needed. No question. But it can be a little more challenging to pray for the person on the job who's giving us a hard time, maybe even trying to get us fired. Some of us, myself included, have had that kind of an experience. I make a distinction here about praying against a person. Lord, let fire fall down on his new car that he didn't deserve anyway, and praying for them. Lord, touch his heart, break down the stony heart, let him hear the word of the gospel and repent. Specifically, petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving should be made for all people. We are to lay petitions before the Lord for others. That plumber who mentioned his sick child in the hospital. The postman who mentioned that they were having marital difficulties. Pray God for healing, for restoration. Put the individual's name on the prayer list. Our love and our hearts must reach beyond our own small circle of friends. Many times a woman in our prayer group will bring the name of someone she's heard on the news is missing, and we will pray that that person be found. We lay our petition before the Lord, but we also seek God for the needs of others. A dear friend who has passed on would sometimes pray for the one closest to hell, that God would turn them around and spare them. We seek God, as Paul directed, for the needs of others, and many times for people we don't even know. We make intercession for all men and women, boys and girls. As we lay before the Lord, sometimes he brings names and faces of others that we may cry out for them. There are days when we find ourselves strangely strengthened and encouraged because somewhere, somebody is calling out to God for us. He has laid us on the heart of someone as he lays others on our heart. Our private prayers many times bring public blessings to God's people. I often say my God has a sense of humor. If we are faithful and trustworthy, sometimes God trusts us to pray for people we struggle to like. And as we begin to pray, God begins to show us what I so often say, what we did not know. I am thinking of one case in particular. The individual had a heart for God. I had only seen her outward appearance. But when God began to have me cry out for this person, there was a heart in her that was so sincere in seeking God and reaching out to him. Prayer works for both the person being prayed for and the person praying. Clearly, this passage states that we must pray for kings and those in authority. The highest in the land, the legislative body, the kings, the queens, the president, the senators, the representatives, and yes, even the dictator, that God would do a work in their heart, that he will surround them with sound counsel, that the leader will hear and respond to truth, that God will give direction, that God will guide their steps, that God will cause the right people to move into positions of leadership. That God would touch the hearts of people, giving them a discerning spirit to know who to vote for and who not to vote for. And God forbid that we think Jesus Christ has joined a political party. Let's pray that God will humble the hearts of leaders, that they will be subject to his will. Leaders need guidance from the one true God. There are many voices, but only one voice that really matters, and that is the voice of the Lord. Leaders need our prayers. When we cease to pray, the enemy can become the counselor to our leader, bringing grief and destruction to the nation. A man or woman cannot adequately lead their own household without God. How can any man or woman lead a nation except God gives them direction? When the leaders hear and obey, the country can live in peace. Many times we like to blame the president, the prime minister, the governor, congresspeople, judges, and everyone and anyone when things go wrong. But if we would seek God's face, if we would pray that men come to the knowledge of the truth, the word says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord, help your people. Let's pray. Lord God, we lift up the leaders of every nation all over the world. We ask that you would enter into their private quarters and speak to their hearts. Strengthen those who know you, and let those who don't humble themselves before you and seek your face. We pray for every leader in Parliament, Congress, every legislative body and city council, wherever you have placed or allowed someone to function in a position of authority over your people, guide them this day. Break down stony hearts, dismiss personal agendas, and cause them to look to you and to work for the good of the people. Move out those who refuse your counsel, and move into place those who will hear your voice. Cover and protect your people in every corner of the earth where they are threatened. Move on behalf of your people everywhere. Work healing and miracles that all may know they serve the true and living God. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His Presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.